The Simba Room Effect from RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org.
Welcome to The Simba Room Effect, brought to you by Dave, Matthew, and the guys from the Coriolis Effect podcast. I'm Dave, and this is an actual play podcast telling the ongoing story of Granite Hold and the adventures of Potboy the Ogre and Rado Maramai and Grendel the Changelings. This scenario has only been lightly edited into five parts. So let us take you into the dark and mysterious world of Simba Room, to the kingdom of Ambria and the forests of Davakar. Sit back and enjoy The Tale of Troubled Spirits, Part 2. Previously, on the Simba Room Effect, our heroes are delighted as business at the Inn of the Lonesome Ogre starts to pick up. But they're not delighted when it becomes clear that Ivan Tor, wealthy member of Granite Hold's ruling council, who is behind the efforts to banish Grendel's parents, still has it in for the changelings. They are sure that Amla knows more and is hiding something from them, protecting them, as the old goblin would see it. They also worry about Elgor, who has taken to his sickbed with a fever. They worry even more when they find him sleepwalking in the middle of the night, talking to the statue of the Ogre Mother outside the inn, begging forgiveness for some unknown sin. Then, if that were not enough, the leader of the Granite Hold Goblins, Kalugo, comes to the inn with a posse of heavies. Is he bringing even more trouble to their door?
He goes, Potboy, joining us for a drink?
Aye, for purposes of the audio, I move my hand from side to side.
In a no thank you kind of gesture.
I don't drink on duty. But I don't say anything other than that to him.
He does seem to be kind of like, his attention isn't solely on you. He is sort of keeping his eye on around the room.
Seems they seem to be looking for something, is it? Or something.
Seems to be watching out for something, yeah.
So I say, and I'm actually going to say this.
Momentous occasion.
Mm-hmm. Been busy here. Your place not doing so well.
No, the hovel is doing just fine. But it's where the goblins go to drink, though, really.
Your goblins?
Yeah.
You're drinking here?
Yeah.
Why? Can I give him a hard stare?
You can give him a hard stare, yeah. You can't give him a hard stare.
Just one above a hard stare ability. This is my top attribute.
Is that persuade?
Persuade, yeah.
Against, okay, you might get a bonus. Let's see what his resolute is like. Oh no, you get a negative. Okay. He says, look, we don't know what, but we hear rumours that something might be happening here. We just want to show our support to Amla and Elgor. Then if nothing happens, then we'll go back to the hovel later on.
I put my hand firmly on the table, grip it really hard as I sit up, without tipping it over, could I? Not foolish. And I say, what rumours?
Don't know. Just that some, you know, there might be some trouble.
I pat him as I turn away to serve the other customers. I give him a pat on the back. But a sort of comradely pat.
Okay.
Just like why saying thank you. I'm seeking out my two chums.
Uh-huh. I have something to do with...
Are you actually telling us in words what you're suspecting?
Quick game of charades. Mm.
No, I think I might have to. I don't think I can say. But I'm going to keep the words minimal. I'll say, maybe trouble brewing.
Something to do with, Mr. Tor, then.
I shrug my shoulders.
Okay, as you're talking to each other up at the bar, you hear a shout from down below, which kind of cuts the noise straight away, and the shout is, "But this food is swill!" And you hear a clatter of what sounds like a plate being thrown. Don't recognise the voice. But it's coming from down in the lower bar. Uh-huh. Sounds like it's sort of down here by where the kitchen window is, where they serve the food. And then you can hear Adalbert, who's Bernard's son, who helps in the kitchen. I'm sorry, everyone else has liked it. And then his voice says, "It's not good enough!" And then you hear some other people say, "No, it's not good enough, this place is ripping us off!"
I'm heading down the stairs.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. As you come down, Potboy first, you get down below when you just see somebody at this window who sort of grabbed Adalbert, pulled him through and punched him.
Ooh, well fine.
And kind of all hell breaks loose. So, quickness, everybody, please.
Okay.
My quickness is 9.
My quickness is 5.
My quickness is 11.
Okay.
So I can do a fashion.
Spend some experience points to increase my quickness.
Yeah, well, that was my thought. Although
now I've discovered I can do that.
So, Caligo and the goblins, who are sat in the far corner where Tor had been sat the following day, they kind of react first, and they start getting up from their seats and pulling out cudgels.
Uh-huh.
But that's about as much as they get to do at that moment. Andy, you will go next. What you can see is there was a group of men.
Uh-huh.
There's a big sort of crowd of men who was sitting sort of around near here and around this part of the bar, not near the door. And they've all got up and are turning the tables over and smashing these, hitting other members of...
With fists, or is it with...
fists.
Fists.
Yeah. Hitting other patrons who are obviously taken by surprise.
Uh-huh.
And it's your action, Andy.
Right, yeah.
So you get a movement action and a combat action. Your second action, the combat action, can also be a movement action or some other kind of...
Right, so the guy who's punched the guy at the one in the window.
Yeah.
Is he still
yeah, going for the ball? Yeah, so he's got Adalbert by the scruff of his shirt, half pulling through the window, and he's punched him once.
Okay, going for him to pull him off then.
Okay, yeah, you can get to him, and then you can have an attack. What are you trying to do?
Well, just going to pull it. Pulling him off the board, just, you know. Breaking his hold on the board. So what do I use for this, then?
It would be your quickness against his defence. So that's going to be no modifier, I think. Yep, so it's just your quickness.
My quickness. Okay.
And you're trying to grab him and drag him off.
Drag him off, yeah. Right. That's an 11. On an 11.
Is that a hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you managed to grab him and you've made him break his hold of Adalbert, and you sort of push him away a little bit, and he just turns to you looking rather angrily. And he's going to swing a throw at you.
Okay.
So his quickness against your defence, or it's your defence against his quickness. So you need to roll your defence, again with no modifier for his quickness.
What is my...
should be written down.
The bottom there.
Down there, is that it? All right. So I've got 11 strokes, okay.
11 stroke.
9, I suppose that's when I'm not armoured.
So 9 will be if you're armoured, 11 will be when you're not armoured. What's your quickness?
My quickness is 11.
11, yeah, so it's based on your quickness, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, so okay, our armour here, yeah, there we go. So that's an 8.
Yeah, so he misses you. He swings and misses you, man.
Okay.
The other guys who are... None of them are going for either of you two because you're sort of out of it. They're breaking things and punching other patrons. A couple of patrons have sort of gone down under heavy punches. A few of the other patrons are kind of fighting back, and it's turning into a bit of a brawl.
So we see how many of the instigators of this in that group are there? Can we see?
At least 5.
Whose turn is it?
It is What was your quickness again?
Nine.
So it's you and then Tone.
Right. So the first thing I do, in fact, probably all I do this action, is look at the goblins and tell them to sit down.
What, Kalugo and the others?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that'll be a persuade roll.
Okay.
I guess it'll have to be on Kalugo because he's leading them. Kalugo, where are you? He's resolute, so it's -3.
-3, so I've got to get 12 or less. I'm saying, staff matter. And that's a 6.
Okay, that's a, I mean, Kalugo's ready to help. So that's made him pause. So they stop and don't wade in. But that might not stay that way for good.
Well, if it doesn't, we start getting buried by hunters. But I think we can deal with this.
Okay.
And it'd be better if it didn't turn into a full-blown
bar. Right, yeah, well, that's why I didn't draw a sword. When I saw it was just fists, I thought, no.
Okay, Radam Aramai, what are you doing?
Infernal Cascade!
Burn, 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 burn!
tempting as that is.
I'm just going to basically try and wade in behind one of these guys that's fighting, one of the instigators, just try and grab them and restrain them and say, and kind of shout as loud as I can, everyone, stop, stop.
Okay, so that'll be a quickness roll against his defence. So it's no bonus either way. Actually, what I will do, I'll make one quickness roll to see how well you manoeuvre yourself. This will be your movement action to see how well behind them you get. If you get success there, then that'll give you a bonus on your attack because you'll be jumping in from behind it.
Okay, I'm going to...
This is on your quickness of 5.
My quickness of 5. So this is going to go well, then.
You're not really a combat character, are you?
No, well... No. No, let's see. My standard combat technique is to stand back and throw in a brimstone cascade on everyone.
Yeah.
Which this is one of those rare occasions when that might not be the most appropriate course of action. Okay.
Yeah, critical 20.
So I get one success and two failures, one of which is critical.
Okay.
I just run over and stab myself in the head. Something again. accidentally, ritually committed suicide.
Yes. struck by a falling gargoyle while swimming off Beachy Head. okay, I think you've dropped your sword.
I don't think I have my sword with
no?
me.
No, okay,
because I'm just. I don't think I carry it around in normal day's duties in the inn.
Right, fine. I think you've stumbled on your way around to try and get behind the guy, but you have got behind him. But it's going to give you -2 on your quickness roll to jump. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Pass.
Now I'm going to do that roll then. I'll go roll 3 after that as well.
Okay.
Which means it gives me a... So, no, that's no successes.
No successes at all. So,
no.
You try and jump him. You miss completely. That's a major complication. No successes on 3 of that. So you've basically fallen flat on your face, right in the middle of the melee with all these feet.
Oh, dear.
You're going around.
Okay. Now, the damage I took last night, because I've slept since.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do I get that back?
I think I just need to remind myself.
Head trampled in?
Yep, I need to remind myself how healing works in this game. Healing, natural healing happens at the pace of 1 point toughness per day. And do you have Medicus?
Yes.
He's the only one.
I'll allow you to have done a Medicus on yourself last night.
Okay.
So if it's successful, you get the other point back as well.
Okay, just gets cunning in that case. Which I'm just going to roll 1 before that succeeds.
Yeah, okay, so you're back up to full then before this fight starts.
Okay. So I think I'm going to need it.
You might get a bit trampled this turn, yep.
Okay.
Okay, next round. Kalugo and his guys have. His guys are looking very confused. They've all just drawn their cudgels and stuff, and Kalugo's gone, having seen you, sort of come down the stairs and just like. We'll handle this. But he seems keen to get him.
If I can see the staff are handling it with efficiency and competence.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the quickness there? So that's 12. Okay. So, yeah, the next round, Ragnhild, one of the maids, goes first, and she comes out through the kitchen door with a with a rolling pin.
Oh, good God, I'm running
away.
And she
clobbers one of the guys with it. Hits him pretty hard, gets his attention, doesn't put him down, but she's come out in a bit of a fury. 11 is you then, Andy.
11, right, okay. Well, looking at my character here, I have Iron Fist, isn't it?
Yes.
Making it using strong instead of accurate.
For attacks?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
did I make you roll quick for the attack? I did, didn't I? Did. Accurate, sorry, that's my bad.
Well, strong or whatever, yeah, okay.
It's not like it should be strong.
Strong. Well, okay, I'm just going to... Well, this guy pulled off the boy.
Yeah.
Just going to... He's human, isn't he?
He's a human, yeah.
Yeah, bloody dumb. The old bugle isn't on him.
So that's a strong roll then. Again, his defence gives you no bonus either way.
Right.
So it's just a straight strong roll.
And that is a... Yeah, hit.
That's a hit. Now, I've got no idea, off the top of my head, what... damage a hand-to-hand strike does.
I do. Oh, no, I don't, because I have...
I have sword down there, but I'm using
your Iron Fist, do you have...
That gives a greater chance of hitting.
It might also tell you what damage you get.
It just says you use strength instead of accurate pad for melee.
To hit, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's something like 1d4, generally.
It probably can't be less than that, can it? Because you don't have any...
But it's maybe 1d6 or something.
No, I think... Does your robust give you a bonus damage? It does, doesn't it?
It does.
And that's
1d6. My damage is 1d4 plus 1d6.
Yeah, so I think it's 1d4, Andy.
1d4, okay.
Save spending hours going through the books.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. That is a 4.
4. Okay, that's a pretty tough hit. Okay, so it's their turn now then.
Uh-huh.
So the guy on you, Andy, you just punched him. He's going to punch you back.
Right, yeah.
So it's your defence with no modifier for his...
Right.
Oh, actually, no, his accuracy is rubbish. So you get plus 2 on your defence.
Okay. That's handy, Harry.
Is that a success?
That's a success, yeah.
Is that...
Because it would have been 11, but you see he gave me plus 2.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's 13.
Yeah.
13.
So he swings back.
Yeah.
Click, you know... Clips your whiskers, but doesn't quite connect with you. There's one now coming for you too, Potboy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to punch you,
which
is possibly foolish, but
yeah.
So it's your defence again.
We'll find that foolish
with no bonus.
No bonus. He's not plus 2.
No. Actually, yes, it is. Sorry, yeah, my mistake. It's plus 2.
He misses me, or he hits me, but
doesn't do any damage. Okay, there's three others. One of them.
Can I have him smashing a chair over my head?
He swung a chair at you. Yeah, that's fine, and missed.
Yeah, cool.
So one of them is going to go for Ragnhild, and doesn't punch her, but manages to grab the rolling pin,
pull
up a man and give her a big shove so she falls back into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two others. One of them's going to kick you, Tone. So your defence at minus 5, minus 3 because of his accuracy. And he's kicking your Wastra down, basically.
And which?
So it'll be your defence without armour, which should be your quickness.
Should it? But it's not. It says my defence is 3, apparently, which is 2 less than my quickness.
Is that with armour?
That could be with armour.
That could be with armour.
Yeah.
Let me just check.
I do have armour.
It should just be your quickness unless you're armoured.
Defence.
I am armoured, though. I'm probably not wearing the armour.
No, I'd suggest that walking around the inn, you wouldn't be.
No. It's,
So defence is quick minus your armour's impeding value.
Okay.
So,
but I'm not wearing any armour. So
it'll be 5, but it's at minus 3 because you're on the ground. Would have been minus 5, but he gets minus 2 because he's not very accurate.
So it's minus 3, so it'd be basically 1 or 2. To...
Otherwise he kicks
you. I'm just going to roll 1 die on this occasion. Nah.
Okay, I'm going to roll damage because I think I prefer that rather than having the set damage that the rule book suggests.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 4.
Ow. The set damage would have been 2.
The set damage would have been 2, yeah.
Oh, I've got
So basically, you've been given a nasty kick in the head. Oh. What's your pain threshold?
My pain threshold is 5.
5, okay, so you're okay. Just.
Well, still don't like it very much.
And then the last one is going to jump you, Andy, from behind.
Okay.
And so make a defence roll. All
right, that's...
No negative this time. All right. Or bonus.
Oh, 12.
So that's
one
a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, and the damage for that is 3.
Ow.
So he's basically hit you over the back of the head with a wooden bowl or something.
He must never follow. I'm not a bloody ogre. Okay.
Okay, so now it's Potboy's turn.
I'm going to ignore the one that just hit me, obviously, because he's not a threat. I've got a choice. The one who hit the serving wedge, that's the one I feel most...
Yeah, go, yeah.
Or the one who's...
Kicking Tony.
They're both within range of you, yeah.
Right, so I will strike the one who is kicking Tony, I think. Give him an opportunity to get up.
Yeah, okay.
With my intimidating.
Which means attack. You use persuade?
Yeah. And I succeed.
Okay.
And how much do I succeed? For 3 points.
Only 3.
1 and a 2.
Okay. In theory, you could just about. You could have.
Knocked him
flat. Almost put him down. Yeah. Okay. Tony.
I'm going to get up.
So that's, yeah, that's your movement action, yeah.
And then hit the one that kicked me.
Yep. Okay, so his quick is 10, so you get no bonus or a negative on your attack, which is an accuracy roll.
Accuracy.
Sorry, roll. My mistake last time.
Okay, I'll roll a couple of dice. So my accuracy is 11, so there's no modifier on this. No?
No modifier on this. If you succeed with only one die, you deliver half damage.
No, okay. I'll just... Nope.
But a miss.
That's a miss.
Okay. Okay, you swing and miss. Next round, Matthew, can you make a roll, please, again on your persuade?
To see if the goblins are...
So you got -2, so now it's -5.
Yeah.
Okay, Kalugo still thinking, oh, I don't want to come in, but...
I just shot him a glance.
Potboy said don't. Okay. It's Grendel. First.
Okay, so I've got one on my back, or has he just hit me from behind?
He's hit you with a wooden bowl from behind, yeah.
Okay, and
then one like, broth has gone all over the floor and all over the
walls. Right, okay. And one front, okay. So if I'd rolled more than 2, if I said I was going to go for... Use more than...
More than one die.
More than one die, it's all gone. Could I go, so I'm going for a special effect, or... As a hit? If I succeed?
The special effect, I think, would just reduce... It would give you a negative to hit. You wouldn't have to roll extra dice to do that.
All right.
So if you wanted to, what are you thinking of doing?
Well, I was just thinking of getting one on the front out of the way, but I'd just say just going for punching him in the throat so he's out of action for a while, you know.
So do you want to try and do, you want to try and do extra damage or something?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll allow, all right. I don't think there are any rules in the game for that, but I'm quite happy to allow you to have it a go, but it'll be a -5 when you're to hit.
-5,
depending on however many dice you want to roll.
Yeah. Okay.
And that would allow you to do double damage, roll 2d4 instead of 1.
Right. -9, yeah. No, I'm just going to go for a thing. I'm not that confident.
Just going to go for a normal punch.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. On the same guy I hit before.
Yep.
And that's a 19. Well, there you are.
Okay, that's a miss.
Yeah.
So it's there goes now.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try and punch you, Andy, so it's your defence roll.
Mm-hmm. I get +2, don't I?
You get +2 on your defence, yep.
Well, he's missed me anyway.
Okay, so you guys are kind of windmilling at each other.
Yeah.
Just successfully failing to hit. There's the one on... So the one that was on you, Tane, was just been punched by Potboy. So I think the two of them are going to go for you, Potboy,
mm-hmm.
having seen you come over. So there's So there's the two, and there's the one with the chair who's behind you.
So I make two rolls, two defence rolls?
So you will make three defence rolls, because three of them are going for you. So the first one would be the guy behind you with the chair. So that's with no modifier, because you can't see him.
And that's defence six. No, I missed that.
Okay, that's going to be... with the chair, I think that's going to be a D6 damage. If someone's got a D6, I didn't bring one.
I have a D6.
Thank you. One. It's just one. But your armor's...
No.
The chair just shatters across your across your tough skin.
That's what I wanted. That's the shot I wanted.
And you just shrug it off. And then there's two in front of you. For these, you get plus two on your target.
The first one misses. And the second one misses.
Okay. So again, these guys, they're probably pummeling you a bit, but again, it's just too hard to hit you anywhere where it hurts. And there was one left who's just beating up on a patron. So it's Potboy's turn.
Okay. So I take the guy who kicked in.
Yep, who you already hit.
And we'll go for him. And he is no modifier.
There's no modifier for defence with him.
I hit him. And I do... 7 points of damage.
Wow. Oh.
That's
smart. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's... he's gone down like a sack of potatoes. And you felt some crunch when you hit him.
I'm not surprised.
As in, badly crunch.
Yeah. He shouldn't have...
hit the woman.
Okay, yep. Grant, Rado Maramai, it's your turn.
Your next one?
No, it's
no, he's first.
Have you been already?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go for... He's one of the ones that's just like hitting one of our customers. In range?
Yep.
I'm going to hit him.
So he's basically got somebody sort of on the ground.
Him from behind?
Yep, so that'll give you plus four on your to-hit roll.
Okay, which is accurate, yes?
Yes.
I'm going to roll one now. I'll just stick with the one. Nice, it's 15. Yes, that's a hit.
Okay, so it's 1d4 damage for a fist.
Two.
Okay. Next round. Matt, another persuade roll for Kalugo, but on normal now again, so it's minus two.
Minus two.
Because they see that you've probably got it under control.
Yeah. Succeed, 12.
Yeah.
That's target 13.
Okay, so he and the guys kind of like sort of
we got this
watching, helping. You know, people are trying to get out of the way, Grendel.
All right, I'm trying to be clever here. So when the guy throws a punch at me, I want to see if I can catch his arm and twist it behind his back.
Okay.
So what do I need to roll for that?
So it's a defense roll. And I think.
Just block it, and when he's...
So you're trying to grab his arm as he's going for you, so you're not just trying... It's going to be harder than just trying to miss. So I think it's going to be minus five on your target number.
Mm-hmm. What's that, on defence?
On defence. So that basically means you defend the attack, and you've grabbed his arm, and you can use your attack to...
To twist it.
Twist it.
Six. What the hell? Oh, a nine, bugger.
Nine, so you fail.
Yes, yeah.
So, okay, he hits you for one.
Right, yeah. Clever.
But then you get your attack, because you are, in effect, allowing them to go first in order to do that.
All right, okay, well, I just hit him then, that's...
Yep.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay, and damage to him?
That's a one.
One. Okay. Okay, it's their turn. Now, I think, Potboy, can you make a roll on your persuade, probably, I would suggest, with no modifier, because you've just completely flattened one of their...
No, I failed to persuade them of...
To run away.
Okay, they're continuing to fight then. So, there is... the one on you, Andy, then, he's already had his attack.
Mm-hmm.
One is down. One is going to Yeah, so the guy that hit you, that you hit, Tony, is going to turn and hit you. So dropping the guy who's left a bit bloody. So it's your defence against his attack. So that's minus... you get plus two on your defence target number.
Okay, which is just quickness.
Yep. Without armour, it's just quickness. Oh, yes.
Oh, the dice listen, so seven in his one. New target number. And I fail both.
Okay, so he hits you for four damage.
Oh.
And
so what's the hit points?
And you've been knocked off your feet with that, Tay, and you've fallen onto your back. What are you down to on your toughness?
Two.
Okay. If you go to zero, you start dying, you realise. Just so you know.
Oh, so a nice thought. So when you're unconscious, then when you lose all your toughness, or...?
Yes, so when you... unless you get enough damage that it equals or exceeds your pain threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So in total, or in one hit?
In one hit.
Yeah.
After armour's been taken into account over the hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you got five on one of those, which I guess on a d4 you can't. But if you get to zero hit points, then you are
in trouble.
You are dying. You're in the death process, which means you might die.
Okay. Okay.
So there's two left on you.
Me.
On Potboy, yeah. So they'll both again have a go at you.
Okay.
One of them's picking up a tanker to whack you with, which will be this first one.
And that is my defence plus two.
Absolutely, yeah.
He hits me.
Okay, so with a tankard, that's going to be heavier. I've got D6 again, anybody, please. Thank you. So that's going to be six damage.
No, it's not.
How much?
It's going to be two damage.
Okay, so he's basically caught you round the jaw with this tankard. With a real, like, clunk.
That's just going to make poor boy angry.
Mm-hmm.
11 down to toughness. Okay, next one.
And the other one, yeah, is just, again, punching you with his fist.
So that's...
Same again.
Oh, no, he hits me.
Okay, so that's a D4 damage. Which is three on this occasion.
No, it's not.
Do you take any?
Take one.
Take one, okay. Okay, then it's Potboy's action.
So these guys are only irritating. There's a third guy on him, is there?
So there's one guy fighting Grendel.
Yeah.
They're both kind of like trading punches. It's two on you, mm-hmm. and then there's one that's just basically laid out right on Maramai.
Right. Okay.
Haymaker.
So I'm going to haymaker him back again in my persuasive play.
Okay, you have to push past the others, but you can do that. You've got a movement action to do that.
Okay, so I just through the others resolutely. Hit him. No, I miss him.
Okay. Swing and a miss. Tone, your action.
I'm going to hit him.
Okay, you're getting up and hitting him.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting up and hitting him.
Okay, roll your to hit then. Again, it's no modifier for you on your accuracy. Because his defence is...
I'm going to go with... I'll go for one, because it's... I'll do so little damage anyway. That hits.
Look. Okay, so that's D4 damage.
One damage.
You're chipping away, though. Okay, the end of this round... I need one of you to please roll. Just roll a d20.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a 13.
13. Okay. Okay. The guy that you flattened, Potboy.
Yeah.
Is lying on the ground making some very unwell noises.
He's dying, isn't he?
He's exceedingly unwell. His neck is at a funny angle.
I'm surprised you get punched by an oak.
Yeah. Okay, next round. So it is the goblins.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've probably decided that you don't need their help particularly. And they're not trying to cut in now.
Mm-hmm.
They're just clearing the room and not stopping anybody else coming in. Kind of slight. So it's Grendel goes first.
You said minus five. I wanted to double my damage, didn't you, or something, if I roll more than one dice.
You don't need to roll more than one dice.
All right.
So, if you're going to do a targeted shot to try and do more damage, then yeah, that'll be -5.
Yeah,
on however many dice you roll.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to go try and.
What do you need to hit?
Well, I need 14 to hit. So nine. Yes. So. Oh! Well, I missed anyway, but there you are.
Okay. You wind up this huge punch and just like swing straight through, straight through air. Okay, he then will throw a punch back at you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think first and foremost, let's make a resolute test. Okay, he decides he's going to leave.
All right.
So he heads for the door. And he's
there's no chance of me trying to tackle him next round, is there?
You can, yeah, you can chase him, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
But in the throng and the melee, he's now deciding he's going. He's running towards the goblins to try and push past them to get out the door.
Or they could grab hold of him.
It's quite possible that they might.
They might. We're going to have at least one of them left alive to find out who's putting them up to this.
Mm.
Yeah. So there was...
Yeah, so they're not letting people in and out. Hopefully they'll grab him.
So there are three now, effectively, on you. There were two on you.
Yeah.
But the one who's...
I've distracted the guy who's on him.
Yeah, so...
three attacks.
So, hang on, let me just work out. So, the one that Tony was punching, having had you string at him, is deciding that discretion is the better pass of valor, heading out the door. The two behind you are swinging at you.
Okay,
so, they're behind you, so it's just normal attacks, you get no bonus on the dice.
One of them hits me, and the other one misses.
Okay, so that does you 4 damage.
No, it doesn't.
How much did you mitigate?
5.
All of it. Okay. So it is now Potboy's action.
Okay. So I'll swing around and look, deep stare at the one that's just hit me.
Okay. Are you hitting him or are you...
And I hit him. Okay. I will see whether I hit him.
Yeah.
Well, I take a swing at him. And I hit him.
Okay, so that's he. Has he been hit already, that one?
I don't think so. And I do. 4 points of damage.
4, okay. Redo.
I'm just going to hit one of the ones that's now on
Potboy.
Okay. Go for the one that was previously hitting me.
No, he's making...
Oh, he's running away, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'll hit one of the others.
Okay. The one that Potboy just hit, or the other one?
The other one.
Okay, you make a roll then. Again, they've got no bonus either way on your for their defence.
That's a hit.
Okay, yep, roll damage.
Oh, fuck, hey. 1 damage.
Okay. You hit him, though, at least.
Yeah. Light slap.
It's a punch. It's a punch.
Okay, could somebody roll a d20 again, please? Now, 14
now.
He's dead now.
He's not dead yet, but he's not going to be alive for very much longer. He's got.
You hear
the breath. Are we going to try and get some
medicus? You could do.
Want to try and keep him alive?
Next round.
So, yeah, you could. Yeah. I suppose we should do.
Why don't you use your action this round?
Have you got
your first action to command him to heal that guy?
Well, you don't really need to do that.
No, I don't.
One of the others, and I'll just decide to.
I'll try and jump. I'm going to try and rugby tackle the guy who's, the one who's stopped fighting me trying to get out.
There's two of them trying to do that, but there was one that you.
What? Yeah. So I'm going to grab on, try and grapple him.
Okay, make a accurate roll then, please.
That's a bit accurate. Can I use the fisty thing?
What does it say on the actual description?
It makes melee attacks using strong instead of accurate.
Yeah, okay. You can use that, yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, that's a fail then.
That'd be a 15.
So he's going to try and get past the goblins.
Yeah, I'll be deleting that one.
So I think he needs 8 or less. No, the goblins have grabbed him.
Okay.
Pass the die back again.
Mm-hmm.
The second guy is trying to do the same.
14.
Nope, they've both been grabbed by the goblins. Right.
That's never a comfortable position to be in.
Right, we're going to be grabbed by the goblins.
Hello.
Okay, let's just very quickly do your action and your action.
So, are the two of them attacking me, or...?
Yes.
Okay, so they...
Oh, actually, hang on, let's just check. Yes, they both still are.
Okay, yeah. So one of them falls, hits, and the other one misses. 2 points of damage.
Yep.
I don't feel that.
Okay, yeah.
Is that the guy that I was hitting last time?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So I'd slapped him around like that with one hand.
Yep.
I'm coming up with the other hand now.
Okay.
Because I'm a bit of a roundhouse fighter. 8, because I'm facing him now. No, hold on.
It's your accuracy plus 2.
Plus 2.
No, hang on. No, she's defense, so it's no modifier.
I miss him.
Okay.
I'm going to go and treat the one that's down and dying.
Not worth standing on his throat or something.
Okay, let me just have a quick check. To someone else, it stabilises the dying character with a herbal cure, medical ability or mystical healing. Until the player rolls 1 or wakes up, or 20 and dies. Okay, so you need to make a successful roll on medicus.
Okay, and is there a minimum? If I roll 2 dice and say I get 1 success, will that then halve the amount of damage I restore to him?
I think you need to do a full success to restore him. If you do that, it might reduce the number of death dice he's already got.
So what's his target for medicus?
17.
17, is that based on your...
Cunning.
Cunning. Well, go on, 1 dice.
Come on, 1 dice. 13, success.
Okay, you've stabilised him.
Do I roll to give him a number of hit points back? Normally medicus.
You'll be on 1 hit point. Okay. Because he was about to die, so I think that's fair enough. Okay, so next round, I think the two guys who are left fighting... again, make a run for it, but are quite swiftly wrapped up by the goblins. And the fight comes to a close.
Uh-huh. I'm just initially going to sit down in the corner and form some medicus on myself.
Okay, yeah. Now, does it say how many points you get back there?
Yes, I get 1d4 back if I don't use any hemo remedies, or 1d6 if I do.
Yep. Okay, cool.
I've only got 1 of hemo remedies. I need to probably get some more of those, but I'm not going to use them on this occasion. It's a success.
Yep.
So get back 2.
Better than 1, which is what you've been rolling lately.
Likely further away from death.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, the place begins to calm down. The other people being tended to have got broken noses, and a lot of tables have been turned over, and a couple of chairs have been broken. Amla's come down as well to try and sort out the mess. Ragnar's okay, she just got pushed over and fell over. Yeah, so I think you have 4 people captured, and 1 who's not going to die but is unconscious and will remain so for a while.
So it's quite obvious. It was, what's his face?
I do want to confirm that I can do a telepathic interrogation.
Oh, yeah?
Which means I can...
Yeah, that will really help the anti-changeling.
well, not if he doesn't tell them what they did, you know. Can you do it without them knowing that you're doing it?
Probably not. I need to touch them to do it. So I think I probably can't do it without them realising what I'm doing. But yeah, that's not a specifically changeling.
Well, not unless it causes them pain. You just accidentally touch them.
So basically, the victim can notice the mind reading if the mystic fails a discreet against vigilant test. Of course, a helpless and bound victim can do nothing to stop this, but other victims will react. Sleeping victims wake up if the test fails. So it is kind of a mind read, rather than asking them a question and then... Mm.
Uh-huh. I do need to be touched them to do it.
You do need to touch them to do it, yeah. They've all got some cuts and bruises and stuff, so you can always pretend to be medical.
First of all, I'm going to talk. So the goblins have got these guys held.
Yeah, they're just. I mean, yeah, they're not being bound or anything, but they're being held and. Not allowed to leave.
In a line.
Uh-huh.
Chief Goblin, what's his name? I ought to write that down.
Kalugo.
K-H-A-L-U-G-O.
Kaluga.
So I tap Kaluga, pat him on the shoulder, by way of saying thank you. What his compatriots say, hold the guys, and I give them all my hardest stare, and then I say, who sent you make trouble? 4 on my persuasive.
Okay, your persuasive is 15, isn't it? None of them look terribly
impressed.
Terribly, and they're not very impressed either, but not terribly frightened either, really. And one of them, the one who had the original argument with Adalbert, said, sent us. I just don't like being insulted by the little squirt over there when I complained about his food. It's not my fault that everybody else decided to have a go at me and punch me and start a fight. I was just complaining to the little squirt about his crap food.
You were the one who threw the first punch, I seem to remember.
He insulted me.
I didn't hear an insult. Did you hear an insult?
I don't care what you heard. I know what I heard. He insulted me. I'm not having a little squirt whose food is rubbish insulting me.
What did he say?
Didn't say anything. Just didn't look in his eye. Looking down his nose at me. Because I'm a...
He was apologising. He wasn't... No, no.
Because I'm going to grab him by the scruff of his thing.
Uh-huh.
Bring him really close to me. I'm looking him down his nose, so he's looking right up my big ogre nostrils. Like this.
So are you trying to intimidate him?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be -5 on your persuade roll.
Yeah, I'll make that.
Okay. He's he's physically intimidated. Yeah, you know, you've kind of picked him up. And he's like, yeah, he's obviously bright and lovely. But he says, look, I didn't come in here for trouble. He just, he insulted me. So no one's going to stand for an insult. You wouldn't.
Well, you should just sat down then, shouldn't you?
I'm looking for my other customer service representatives here to say, say me having to say that we would have got some fresh stew or addressed his complaint or given him his money back. Mm-hmm. As a decent service-trained goblin might do. Can somebody say that in as many words as...
I'll go. I'll go to it and I'll put my hand on his shoulder and I will say that. And while I'm saying that, I'll be doing a telepathic interrogation of him.
Okay.
Which is a resolute against resolute test.
147 in the book. Right. So you get an answer to a yes-no question from the victim's subconscious by making a successful resolute against resolute test. His resolute is quite good. Okay, so it's -3.
-3, which gives me 12 then.
So if you use more dice and you still get success, it might be a yes-no maybe answer. Rather than a yes-no answer.
21 dice.
One dice it is.
This is the first attempt.
10. That is a success.
Okay. And what's your question?
So the question, I guess, it's an issue yes-no question. It's the question, did Tor send you?
Or was he paid? But it's your question.
Can I then ask another question? And make another same again? It does say, a failed test severs the link and no more attempts can be made. Which kind of implies that you can do more attempts.
So this was a... Is this down as a ritual or a...
It's a ritual.
Because rituals take time. Okay, the ritual is going to take you an hour.
An hour?
Oh.
Okay.
So...
So you're going to be...
So basically what you...
Discreet versus is vigilant for an hour.
Calm down.
No, so I think you can... You don't have to be touching him for the whole period. I think what you're doing is... You can sit in a corner... And be concentrating on the ritual and getting it to the point where you can then touch him as a last action of the ritual. Basically, it means that you need to keep him here for an hour.
Okay, we can do that.
But there must be a justice of the peace in the town, surely.
There is. There's a house. There's a town watch
Well, sure, well.
The watchmaster is a guy called Donard Rendino, who is the son of the actual chief of the watch, Abel Rendino, who's not very well and can't do his duties.
Go fetch Rendino. We know we did no wrong. These four and this one.
Well, leave it for a bit, because let me have my hour to prepare and then I can ask my question.
Well, I was thinking that would...
Give it the end, wasn't it? By the time I come back, you can have it.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a way of giving it there till...
Yeah, well, make sure you take it an hour. To get
half an hour. I get lost.
Which takes about 3 minutes.
Yeah, but if you go the scenic way...
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can...
Fly the mills up at...
Yeah, I think you can do it, because no one, you know, the goblins aren't going to let them go unless someone tells them to. So you do get 1d4 temporary corruption for casting the ritual.
Yep. If you roll a 4 now. Oh no, I only get a 1.
Okay. And you're... So every time you cast it, you'll get 1d4.
Yep.
Temporary.
Yep.
And it's if you reach your... Corruption threshold,
which is 8,
then you have a potential problem. You'll get a permanent one.
Okay, so far.
Okay, and your question is?
My question is, did Tor or a representative of his send you here to cause trouble?
Yes.
Yes. Is the answer. Okay.
And for the end of the last scene, you should all have got an extra XP.
Oh.
Really trying hard, my house day.
Do you have 20 XP now?
Yes. Let me hand those 20 XP back to you.
So what is this you're trying to increase again?
I'm becoming adept in dominate.
Okay. I think on your next successful roll, I'll allow you to upgrade.
Take the XP.
Well, you haven't done it yet.
So, what have you told the rest of us?
I've told you what he said, I've told you what my question was, and that Tor, or representative of Tor, did send them in for cause trouble.
But are you saying that in a, I read his mind and Tor sent him here, or are you saying that I think Tor sent him here? No, in terms of, given the fact that we're in a goblet.
No, I'll take you guys aside. Well, you're
well, I'm holding this guy.
Yes.
I have been holding this guy for the last hour.
I'm not going to say anything.
Well, you can put him back in charge of the goblins.
Mm. Yes, I'm not going to say anything publicly in front of these guys. I'll maybe take your side and say, yeah, I did read his mind and, yes.
Uh-huh.
So. And I'll take Amla aside and say this as well. So whatever Tor is up to clearly does affect us. We can't just ignore it.
Okay, and I suppose it would be an hour to turn up with the watch. I've taken my country stroll around the town and looking at the sights.
Well, actually, it's the watch has got wind of what was happening because other people had left and they are preparing to come down anyway when you find them.
Right.
So actually you...
That's so you, nice. Bloody ogres.
What was that for? Oh, I see. For the last biscuit. Should have been the referee with the last biscuit. But I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you'll... never get the chance to spend those XP, Matt.
Everybody else... Always eat the last biscuit on the plate. You know, and they're too polite to eat the last biscuit.
I probably and have
just
my
teases everybody.
I probably have my fair share anyway, and probably more than my fair share. I do love those biscuits, really.
No, I
can't. Anyway, so you arrive with the guard,
right.
With Donard Rendino, who doesn't cut an imposing or confident figure. He's quite young. He's in his early 20s. Has only been pushed into the job because his father's not very well. Uh-huh. Abel Rendino being the leader of the caravan that came here in the first place. Amla and Elgor were with. And he comes down with four watchmen, four of the town guard, and he arrives literally within a few seconds of you having asked your question, Tony, and told the others. And he says, okay, here we have some disorder here.
Yeah, I'm pointing the four men out.
Yeah, these guys just came in, caused trouble for no good reason, started a fight, got some quite serious injuries.
And
including one of their own number. It's quite dangerous. I could have died.
Yes, they did beat him up quite badly. I must show the bruises where he's been having good kicking.
Yeah, I get you. You've probably got some quite nasty, like, black eye coming on. And yeah, maybe a loose tooth or two.
Mm-hmm.
So you did get completely decked by one of those punches. Rendino turns to the guy, which I guess you're not holding anymore. I guess you're giving him out to the goblins. And says, really, what are you doing here? I expected better of you, getting involved in a brawl. And the guy, really, says, look, they insulted me. They insulted me and my friends, and I complained about it, and they set upon us. Why would we start a fight here? It's ridiculous. Well, there's quite a lot of chorus of people there as well, saying, no, that's not, he started the fight. And they're saying, no, we didn't start the fight, we were insulted. We took exception to being insulted, and then they jumped us. And Rendino doesn't really know what to do. He's kind of like, difficult problem, not of my making.
Look, there's plenty of witnesses here. Have a word with them. Everyone will tell you that's not how it went down. These guys started a fight with no provocation. There was no insult. They came in here deliberately to start trouble. That was their intention.
And they denied it. No, we didn't. How can you possibly say that? We didn't. This is just lies. And Rendino says, all right, guards, we'll take these men in and take them to the watch house whilst we do some inquiries. And he signals to the goblins to release them into the custody of the four guards he brought with him. Which Kalugo looks a bit reluctant to do so, but
I suppose he'd rather take him outside and good kicking, I suppose.
But then, relents and lets him go. So Rendino gets two of his men to pick up the one who was wounded, carry him, whilst the other two and Rendino are shepherding the four who were left. And as he goes out, he says to Amla, look, no more shenanigans in your place here. Yeah, we can't have bar brawls going on. And he walks out.
I go to close the door after them.
What time of day is it now?
Oh, it's only just after lunchtime, so it's about 1 o'clock.
Get their names?
The leader's
the four
name.
Guys.
Veerly was the leader guy.
Do we recognise the others? Do we know them from about the town?
Yeah, you've seen them. You don't know them. I make a vigilant roll. A standard vigilant roll, no modifiers.
Nope.
Okay. You've seen them all around, but you don't know, including Veerly, but you don't quite know what.
As they're heading off down the street, just before I close the door, I stop and I shout, Veerly! So you turn around.
As best you can, while he's been pushed along by the guards.
You're barred!
Fair enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Amla and the others start the cleaning up process. So
we'll help with the cleaning up. And so kind of say to Amla, so now, Amla, is there anything you want to tell us about what Tor said to you the other day? So I told Amla that as well, that this guy admitted that Tor sent him to cause this trouble.
He didn't admit.
Okay.
You plucked it from his subconscious.
Remind me to do a thing, but let's see now, this conversation.
Amla says, look, Tor threatened me that if I didn't kick you and Grendel out, that he would see that the inn was shut down and we'd all be thrown out. I said, no,
Oh. Nice to be wanted, isn't it?
Yes, okay.
Were you just saying this in the room there? Were you saying it in front of Kalugo and some of the other goblins? Or?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Certainly, but anything about me having read the mind of Vili. Vili. I'll pretty much keep quiet.
Okay. Oh.
Not discussed publicly.
I serve Kalugo and the other goblins a on the house beer to say thank you for their excellent behaviour.
He says, well, we don't want to see the goblins being given a hard time by the Embryons around here, do we?
But so,
cheers.
I shake my head for the benefit of the camera.
Just out of interest, who told the goblins there was going to be trouble?
You're asking Kluger?
Yeah. Who told you? Just out of...
There was just a noise, you know, a hum on the street that there might be trouble. No, nothing really. Nothing particular. So did you actually ask... I did ask them openly whether Tor had sent them, didn't you?
We didn't ask...
No, we...
The other guys, any of that gang, whether Tor had sent them.
Oh, you asked who sent you, didn't you? That was it, rather than did Tor send you. Okay.
And they wouldn't reply.
Yep.
Despite me getting success. Despite you giving me -5 on my intimidate role.
I think that's, you know, he wasn't going to be intimidated at that moment. In that sense. So there is an achievability thing. You know, you couldn't roll a jump die and, you know, leap from one side of the city to the other, could you? Just because, well, I made a success, even though I've got -5 on my die roll. So,
yeah, sure, that -5 should represent the how difficult the task is. Say, jump across one side of the city to the other would be, you know,
should
minus
been,
20.
Yeah, should be -15.
Impossible.
Yeah, absolutely right, yes.
So making -5 implies that you could succeed.
But maybe as a GM, I didn't want you to know.
But it's still the D20 roll. If you succeed on the ones we were told earlier, then I do have a 5% chance of jumping across the Grand Canyon. Whatever the negative is.
Well, I guess that's a flaw of any game where you have a die roll where, you know, a number is a critical success and it's always a success. Yes. Well, you can try it if you want, Popboy. Do you reckon we'll find a canyon for you to jump across? See whether you succeed or not? Okay, so you haven't mentioned Tor's name in front of the goblins, have you?
No.
No. Okay. What do you want to do, guys?
You've got some mop or something that you're turning up. I take the mop out of your hand and point out vaguely in the direction of the city watch house.
And? Well, you want me to go and clean the city watch house now or something?
No, I've got the mop.
Oh, you've got the mop, oh. You think that game to be... You only got to watch to see what happens to those men. Yeah, okay. You say, oh, I'm learning sign language as well. Okay.
What, Skippy? There's yes, somebody in the mines.
So you think she can tell the watch that
I don't
Tor
think that,
came and threatened Amla?
I don't think they'll stay under arrest for very long somehow. I'll go and find... Where is the watch house?
The watch house is actually very close to... Tor's house, actually, the watch house is L there on the north side of the eastern square.
Right.
With Tor's house being just across the road from it.
Okay, well, we'll find a kind of discreet place to watch the.
Yep, okay.
See what's going around there.
Yeah, you can follow them there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're quite kind of slow. But they go into the watch house.
Uh-huh.
The guards, Rendina, and the prisoners.
Right. Okay. Nice to watch to see how long it takes. There'll be some activity from Tor's house.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you're walking up, you can see that Tori stood on his balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Again, smoking his pipe.
And is he watching them as they're going into the what?
Just sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You can also see that his houseman is up there with him.
Mm.
And then the houseman goes out, comes down and walks across and goes into the watch house.
Okay. And it doesn't take very long for him then to come for all five of them to come back out.
Nothing yet. So
nothing yet. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what you see. So back at the inn of the Lonesome Ogre. You guys clearing up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Collecting all the splinters of the chair that was shattered across my back.
Kalugo is, you know, says, look, if you need any help, guys, then you know where I am. I'll see you all later.
I shake his hand.
Thank you, Kalugo.
And he and his guys.
Appreciated.
Toddle out. Okay, Andy, as you're watching, you do see a few watchmen sort of come and go. Seemingly on errands, as far as you can tell. And after a few minutes, each watchman comes back with an extra person with them. And one of them comes back from coming up to the church here. He's walking down with Brother Magister, who's the curator of the church. Another one went into here and comes out with the judge. And another one sort of came past you down here and then comes back with the priest, Kenaniah. And they all go back and walk into the watch house.
That sounds to me they're planning to have a council meeting about expelling people.
It's now getting on a bit now, so it's about sort of 4 o'clock maybe.
Is this the kind of the cabal that I reckon I've just seen?
This is what, yes. These are the leading figures of of the town.
Okay. How far is it from there? It's only about a few minutes walk to the...
To the inn.
To the inn.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Most. Now, do I challenge myself into the inn to see if I can listen to what's been said, or shall I go and tell you two?
Well, that's a decision only you can make as a player. Because we are currently uninformed about the situation we're currently in.
I think I'm going to... Is there anybody around? Anybody... I mean, how busy is it?
Yeah, it's reasonably busy. It's not packed or anything, but there are definitely people coming and going. You need to go into a side alley if you were going to do a shake shift.
No, I should go back to the inn and inform you two that the cabal are having a meeting, which I suspect concerns the inn and us.
That's right.
I wipe my hands on the cloth that I was using, put it down, point in the direction of Goblin Town, and head over to the shanty town.
Okay.
I suppose whenever we came to the watch house, there was a couple of watchmen standing outside, wasn't there? I assume to stop.
There is kind of like a reception, for want of a better word, which has a watchman in it at all time. It's not like they're guarding it, but obviously
they're guarding it. Yeah.
You wouldn't just be able to walk straight in. If you go to the watch house, you're gonna you speak to the officer on watch.
Yeah.
If you've got a problem,
I think it's doing something. Shape-shifting myself into something, see what I could,
What sort of size creature can you shape-shift into? Can you become a fly?
I don't think so.
No, not a fly, no.
Why not? Because Jeff Goldblum can.
Yes, but he became a fly.
Yeah, he became a human-sized fly.
Fly, yes.
He could not use the ability to sneak into somewhere to overhear what was going on.
And it did take him 6 weeks to do it.
And he wasn't a transmat machine or whatever it was.
So this is... This is shapeshifter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not shapeshift, because they're two different things. Right. So shapeshifter, borrow the appearance of others for a period of time.
Oh, another creature. So I could.
No, so it's humanoid.
Humanoid, is it? Oh.
But I think it's an illusion rather than actually a shapeshift. Okay, Tone, do you want to do anything whilst Andy's thinking? Because you're the only one at the inn at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I'll probably hang around at the inn. So I should stay here.
Okay. Okay, Matt.
Okay.
What are you doing in the moment?
I go and find Kalugo. I say, in my slow
way. As you're walking in the direction of Kalugo, of, I guess you're going to go to Astor's Hovel, mm-hmm. Can you make a vigilant roll, please?
I thought I might be making a vigilant roll. No, I just fail, unless there's any bonuses.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to give you a plus two.
Okay, I succeed.
Okay. You vaguely kind of know where Grendel used to live, which is in a house just down here.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're walking past, there's definitely activity going on inside.
You say that's where Grendel...
Like family.
That was with his human family.
Yeah.
So they live in the slums there, kind of where the goblins are.
Yeah. But it was a house provided with a job. So it's Ivan Tor.
What was their job?
They were servants. Oh. So Ivan Tor.
Ivan Tor. So this is Ivan Tor's house?
Yeah. Or Ivan Tor's property. And there's lights on, there's sort of light inside.
A pause. Let me roll discreet to see whether I can peek through the windows and see what's going on inside without alerting anybody.
Okay, that's going to be at minus three.
Minus three.
What's the discreet number, boss?
Not very good, is it, I don't think. How many dice?
Three dice. I would get a two.
And you're trying to do what? Peer through the window?
Yeah. I think that might be a success. That's a success.
Is it a badge? Yeah, that's a one.
And the other two are failures.
Okay. So, and you're just trying to try and look in. So, yeah, you can look in. You only get a glimpse unless you... Because you can see somebody stood by the door. Or a shape stood by the door on the inside. There are two fireplaces in this sort of ground floor bit. There's steps that look down, they're leading down to the cellar, and there's light coming up from down in the cellar, and you can hear a bit of movement, but that's all you get if you don't want to be spotted.
So, but what I've defined from that, is. There's somebody inside keeping guard on the door, but most of the action is happening downstairs in the cellar.
As far as you can tell, from.
Okay. So there's nobody outside at the door. If I look across at the door now...
Nobody outside, no. Okay. Just you can't actually see right to the door, but you can just see that there's a shape, a shadow.
Okay.
Is
the door... Is there a door, or is just a hovel with a cloth?
No, it's a door.
Okay.
It's a wooden... It's a low-quality wooden building.
Okay.
Can you make a another discreet roll, please? Again, it's at minus three.
Minus three. I'm just going to make one here, because seven.
No, okay. The shadow kind of moves inside the building. You think your presence has been spotted.
Okay. So I move to walk casually past the door. But as I draw level with the door, I suddenly
push it in.
Push it in, exactly.
Okay.
With as much strength as I can muster. And let me tell you, I can muster a deal of strength.
Can you now? What's your strength?
13.
Okay. So you're basically trying to bash the door open.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's unlocked, and I'm just going to be slamming it. Hopefully against the person who's keeping watch, but I have no idea about that.
Okay, so make a... make a strong roll.
With a negative?
No.
Okay. Oh, that was going to be a 3. But it was a 19.
Okay. You give the door a good rattle, but it doesn't budge.
Okay.
You think it's probably barred or locked or something on the other side.
I'm going to carry on to the hovel.
Okay. Make a vigilant roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't see what or who, but there's definitely somebody looking out of the window now, having clocked you, mm-hmm. having heard the door go rattle, 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 rattle.
Okay.
Okay, you travel on to Astor's hovel, okay. where Kalugo is sat in his usual pride of place next to the big fireplace, enjoying, effectively holding court.
He's holding court, is he?
Effectively, yeah.
So not really, but you know, the conventions like, of yeah. uh-huh. waiting my turn.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much holding court in that sense, it's that he's kind of like the master of all these pervades.
I'm waiting for him to call me forward, though, rather than.
Yeah, he sees you, and he's sat in a big, sort of leather bound, old chair that's way too big for him, but, you know, because it's his place, he just.
Yeah.
He's lounging on it like some drug lord kind of thing. And yeah, and he just waves you in, yeah. Okay. Potboy, it seems like barely an hour since I saw you.
I draw up, I smile at his joke, I draw up the smallest stool I can find, just for cinematic visual effect.
Yeah, he's clicking his fingers and they're bringing over a big flagon of ale for you.
Thank you, I take the ale and then I say.
You say?
Bloody Ivan Tor. Is behind Philly and the trouble.
Doesn't surprise me.
Now the cabal meets. I think before the end of the night, papers will be served against the goblins.
Well, they can't just kick them out.
They can't serve the papers.
They have a legal, you know, they got it right. They were the first to, you know, they were here with the first people. Well, don't see how they could just try and throw them. They could try.
They can't get to the inn. They can't serve the papers.
What are you suggesting?
You have been listening to The Simbaroom Effect, presented by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. The music was the Carvosti theme by Iron Pact Orchestra, used with permission of Young Ringer. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and Season of the Witch Black by ImageX.